Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Who knew these top 10 lists were going to cause a lot of commotion here on the airwaves, especially Steiny's list? I don't know why I'm so annoyed with Bryce being at number 5. Staring me right in the face. Staring me right in the face. And I'm looking at it just thinking, how dare Matt Stein is placed there with Jerry
Rice overrated.
At number 5. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Want to get away.
Steiny. Yeah. Steiny's getting away for 4 days. How about
man,
that?
Not three, four. Have, the,
four.
That's he, a bad
he,
boy.
He takes it. An extra Monday? He takes Monday off on us after we defended him over the seminar? What is he going to do, celebrate his victory over the weekend on Monday?
Yeah. Good. I'm a little jealous, gosh. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, I am jealous, too.
It's really, and obviously it's 6 days if you count the 2 weekend days. So,
so you're not flying, you're driving, right, Steiny?
It's correct. Correct.
Okay, I got you.
Dude, this tournament, we've got – we've got social distancing rules. It's really going to be different, but we're going to try to pull it off.
There you go.
Guys staying at different places. Got to play. I told you guys all this before.
Yeah.
I repeat myself.
Yeah.
I had to bring this up. Maybe
I almost forgot.
Should let
I'll
it go.
Ahead,
but, no. All right. It's about you.
This is what we do.
Yeah. And here's the thing I don't get. And I like.
No.
Like. Okay, one of the things you become fond of saying, not if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. But you say, if this guy, the jackals. I mean,
you do realize
that you're the jackal, right?
Right.
Okay.
To a certain extent. Okay, right.
Okay.
No.
Because... that's all. You don't have to be a jackal. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And you also don't have to, if you're not a jackal, you don't have to even acknowledge jackals because they're kind of meaningless. They don't really matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're describing social media, but I'm addicted to it. We all are. I can't get off of it, and it's entertaining to a degree. And real quick, Steiny, I can do something else with my downtime, but even if I didn't have this job, we have a certain platform, numbers through the roof. We know what we do
yes.
as a station. But at the end of the day, I watch the Stephen A's. I watch Colin Cowherds. I watch the Jason Whitlocks, and I would be doing that even if I didn't have this job. So once and it's not, oh, they said it, I believe it. But what I was sharing with you and what I should have broke down was, you know, I make my rounds daily, you know, during the week. And Lamar Jackson was catching hell early on just because not nobody didn't like him, Steiny. He was toying with the league. He was doing things that you would see college or high school quarterbacks do. So the haters out there, the haters want to see if it's real. And when he lost at home, the team did. They didn't say, oh, he played his worst football. It was just making its rounds and noise.
You have a platform. You got a 4-hour show. Like, why would you – you don't need to cite them.
And like, I didn't.
You don't have
but you
to.
Got so hell – I didn't. And I'm not – and but, you know, it's not
what,
one of
what
those things
talking,
because
like,
– hold, let me
okay,
break it
go
down.
Ahead. No,
it's not because you're making it sound like I brought the topic to the table. I just simply cited Jackals, and you took it to the degree, not that you meant it, like I could be making it up or lying. So I didn't want to cite their names. I just said it's noise out there, and Bonte backed me up. And it's on the internet as well, Steiny. Like, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just letting you know that noise, like it or not, was out there. And you kind of – and you didn't do it on purpose, but I felt like you thought I was – like that was the
but
title
that's a
of co- my
but,
story I was writing,
well, but that's
and it wasn't.
Okay, fair enough. But like – so you get to bring the Jackals into it, create a conversation that's Jackal-like.
Yep.
But you're not a – like, let's do something else. Let's talk about something else then. You know
we
what I mean?
Can. Yeah, we can. But I would – and this is my own thought here real quick. I'll be lying to you that when this football season starts, to me – forget the show – to me, one of the biggest storylines that I'll follow, and I won't get the answer 16 weeks, will be how will Lamar Jackson perform, and the Ravens for that matter, in the playoffs. And if they go to the AFC Championship, you know what, Steiny, you were right. It was nothing, but I do know, okay,
what if they
that
don't?
Volume's going to get louder.
You know what? Hey, but real quick,
this is kind of what I mean.
Halftime,
I mean,
Jay. Hold on one second, Steiny. Yeah. Just the fact that, Guru, you're letting Steiny – call you a jackal, you're basically accepting it. Ivy, come, you're not a jackal, goo. You're gonna take that?
Well,
come
no, here's
on.
He
because a jackal,
he's a jackal.
A jackal,
we're
in
all
my
jackals.
Mind? No,
that's
no, no, no,
no,
no, no.
But
he, nah,
here's what I mean. Don't. Here's what
we're
I mean.
All, this business is full of jackals, and if you think you're not a jackal, then we can have a conversation. And I
here's
would love to have it be over an adult beverage, and I can
no.
Cuss.
All I'm saying is like. How much time what we end up discussing most of the time is absolutely irrelevant to what happens. Like Andy Reid. I mean, how long did we talk about Andy Reid? Oh, right. Well, the Jet. Well, what do you mean, right? Like you were saying, Andy Reid, I don't think he can get it done. I just don't think he can get. So, like, what I'm saying is you can control that. Before he ends up winning.
I don't want to control that because I know the reason I'm fixated on sports, Steiny, and we win 15 rounds with this, is there are heroes and there are goats. It's not unicorns and Skittles and everything's good. And I know you have a problem with that, but in my world, Matt, that's why I love sports. Who are the clutch guys? Who can do it? And I love the fallout when it doesn't go well.
You know, but this is the problem.
Okay.
Don't tell me who's not clutch until they prove that they're clutch. You don't know that. Like, just because – so, like, they didn't – Andy Reid didn't have to prove anything to anybody. He won one football game that he may have been given, and now all of a sudden, hey, Andy Reid proved the doubter. Wait, who were the doubters? Well, the doubters were –
Steiny, he went to the NFC
the
Championship with the Eagles 4 years
worth.
And didn't win.
So why?
Is that on Andy Reid?
No,
why is that
so
on the
what,
why is that on Andy
so
Reid?
It's on his resume. Isn't that's that, all.
So,
and we're watching
so what?
It, and
there's
he
a
got
lot of,
the monkey off his back.
Like,
you said
like,
Steve Young
like,
had a monkey
like for
off
you,
his back.
He
for
did,
you,
and he finally
here's
got it
I
off
mean.
His back.
Okay,
that's
so
different.
Who put the monkey on his back? How is it different, Steiny? That's all I'm asking. How
this,
is it
different?
Because you want it to be.
No, Steve Young had a monkey on his back. I agree with that. But Lamar Jackson was the 32nd pick in the draft. He was the MVP of the league. He shouldn't even be this. It's surprising that he's even the starting quarterback of an NFL team that's damn good. And 2 years into his career, you know, he's got a muck off. People don't think he can do. People didn't even think the guy could play in the league. So, like, that's what I think is a conversation that's beneath us.
Wow. I don't agree with that. And I know you never lie, so you're saying what you feel, but there's no part of you that found that strange that Lamar Jackson, as phenomenal as he was during the regular season, Steiny?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Well, that's your what I'm letting you know, Steiny, is you're in the slow lane. I'm not saying you're in the wrong lane, but look around, man. In this business, right or wrong, the things are getting written up faster than they ever have. And
right.
I know to you
is
those
right?
2 years. Those
is that
two,
right? Things are getting written up or talked about faster than they ever have. Is that good or bad?
I got you. It's what you – it could be bad, all how you perceive it, but it's what you sign up for. And then when we talk about the mentally strong athletes that like Curry or any of these guys, they don't listen to the noise. That's all. But you can't
kill the
messenger.
I don't think any of these players do. I don't think any of these players listen. They will read about it and they will comment on it, but they don't really take it to account. They know that we don't know what they do on a daily basis to get ready for these games, what they go through in workouts, what they go through when it comes to nutrition.
I just got a quick question for you, B, because you meant real quick, you mentioned, and we all did, that Steve Young had a monkey on his back. I didn't put it on there. Steiny didn't. Bonte didn't. So why is it okay that he had one on there? And as long as Andy Reid, Steiny, you can answer this too, has been a coach, a good coach, but he hadn't got it done, and he's been there, lost the Super Bowl, NFC championship games with the Eagles. And how long do you get before you say, you know what, Goo, I don't agree with people or the media putting that monkey on there? And now in our times is what I'm saying is with social media, it's faster now than it's ever been.
First of all, Steve Young put the pressure on himself because he knew what had happened before Steve Young had taken the snaps at quarterback. Joe Montana was there, the three championships.
Exactly.
You have an owner who's saying it's Super Bowl or bust. When you have an owner at the top who says it's Super Bowl or bust, nothing else will satisfy us. That's built-in pressure within your own organization.
I give you that. What about him losing to Dallas?
There was pressure on that because
the
Niners were expected to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So there were pressure
right.
on him, just like Andy Reid in Philadelphia. Andy Reid, he had the pressure of trying to win a championship in Philadelphia, doing what no coach had done in Philadelphia, winning a Super Bowl. He didn't get it done. So there was pressure on Andy Reid. And he had the narrative that, oh, man, in the big games, he doesn't get it done. He even admitted that, hey, there's some calls that I probably could take back here. But he goes on about his business. The Jackals, look, Guru, we're on the radio for 4 hours. And I don't consider myself a Jackal. I consider myself who goes, hey, like, we're here on the radio. A Jackal to me is somebody who just says anything for clicks. Who says, oh, Lamar Jackson, oh, he's got a lot of pressure on him now. The guy's 24 years old, just won an MVP. Sure, at some point he's going to have to win playoff games, but right now, I just think there's a lot of impatience in sports that
no
is
doubt.
Just.
I'm not saying that's right. That's a great word. I'm not saying that's right, Steiny, and not to interrupt. I'm just telling you, okay, Bonte, and I respect your opinion. To you, that's what a Jackal is. But to me, people that are lucky like us that have a forum that are going to throw roses at your feet, because that's what I think we do on a daily basis when you perform well, and then we analyze or overanalyze when you don't perform, but we're not people that don't have enough guts to say, you know what, Steiny didn't have it this day. Steiny didn't have it that night. And all I'm saying in the grand scheme of this conversation is it's going faster now than it ever has. And that, Steiny, you asked me, is it right or wrong, Bonte? It's wrong. But that's just a sign of the times.
Right. But it doesn't have to be the sign of our times, our show.
But
like,
we're
for example,
all different. So it doesn't offend me like it does you.
Well,
like
okay.
Because I heard the noise, I didn't disagree with it. I didn't say it because I'm letting somebody talk for me, Steiny.
Here's the Steve Young, all right, replaced an icon in the Bay Area, Joe Montana. He had Montana's Super Bowls in front of his face. He had to win a Super Bowl or it was a failure. I'm acknowledging that's a monkey on your back. All right, that's a monkey on your back. But, or that's certainly worth a conversation. Hey, how do you think Young's going to thrive or not thrive? Playing without Joe Montana here. It's going to be pressure, the fans, this and that. But like that to me, okay, you can look at that objectively and say, let's have a discussion about that. Don't ask me to have a discussion about whether or not Lamar Jackson can win playoff games when he's, again,
0-2.
He like, this is what I was telling Bonte yesterday. We don't even know if Darnold can even play in the league.
Right. That's a good point.
But we're going to have a discussion about whether Lamar Jackson has the clutch gene? That's just ridiculous
Stanley,
to me.
Okay, so this is what I do know, and we'll use Jackson as a case in point. Why would you bring Darnold into it when the subject matter is – hold on – is Jackson – and the 0-2 is going to grow.
Can I get in on it? Let me get in on it.
Okay, real quick, let me finish.
Let me get in on it.
The 0-2 is going to grow. It's going to grow. And, Bonte, I follow you on Twitter.
It's going to grow because he's successful. And
he's great. Both of you two have strong opinions, so don't run from that. That's all I'm saying.
But yeah, I have strong opinions. I don't let the jackals. I don't let the jackals form my opinion.
Jackals are the damn game. They're the game. The jackals are the game. And I read you on Twitter every day. I watch your videos after games. You react. So don't try to put yourself in a stratosphere, both of you, the jackal. Our job is to react to the game and how these guys perform.
In a fairly intelligent way.
Here's the thing about Darnold. This is why Darnold came up, Guru. Sam Darnold was a top five pick. Lamar Jackson was the last pick in the first round, and you had guys like Bill Polian, a very respected general manager, say, move him to wide receiver. He can't play quarterback. Hell, I worked with a guy who said he can't play quarterback and he can't make the throws. Sam Darnold's a top five pick. What about the pressure of just being a 500 football team? This guy can't even get the Jets to be 500. What about Josh Rosen? He's a third string quarterback right now. What about Carson Wentz? He goes down. Lamar Jackson, in just 2 years of playing football, learning an NFL system, has already taken the Baltimore Ravens to a wild card appearance when they were floundering. I mean, Joe Flacco had that team stuck in neutral. Lamar Jackson comes in, they go to the wild card game. Okay, they lose to a loaded Chargers team. First playoff game, no biggie. Last year, he wins the MVP. They get a bye week. You run up against the Tennessee Titans. They have the formula that day. They beat you up. All right, you lick your wounds, you get. So all these quarterbacks have lost big games, all of them. But the fact that Lamar Jackson is doing things that his other classmates in his draft class can't do, says we should be looking at Darnold and the company saying, what about the pressure on them? Lamar Jackson right now, to me,
that's
is playing with house money.
Yeah. Wow. All right, that's how you feel.
Well, like, here's the other thing. It's like Lamar Jackson was just a dude who came into the league at 32. All right? Rosen and Darnold, it's like they're in their second or third year now. We don't even know if they can play. And so here's a guy, Lamar Jackson, who has come from number 32 to MVP. And the next question we ask, can he win games? Can he win a big playoff game? It's like, why does he have, like, he was the 32nd pick. He's already overachieving, in theory, beyond a sliver of what other quarterbacks are doing. So, in other words, he's done infinitely more than those young guys already. He's already built a resume that they can't even spit at. Right. But he's got to be the one to, can he do it or not? I just think that's unfair. It's like, what? The guy has, for 2 years that he's been playing, has exceeded every single goal that was probably put in front of him.
And when I think I'll say this for Darnold in the quarter.
I was just going to say, when I think of jackals, I just think of guys on Twitter who have no avatar and they're just cursing at you, and they're just saying anything, and they're saying, hey, this guy sucks. He sucks because of one game. The overreaction in sports today, it bothers me a lot. It bothers me a lot. We look at the now and the moment, and we don't look at the big picture. I'm guilty of it at times, as everybody else is, but that's what a jackal is to me, dude. I just want to say that.
Yeah, and just real quick, Stoney, my whole point, too, is – it comes with the territory. And why the bright lights aren't around Darnold and Rosen is, I'm not going to call them failures, but right now it doesn't look like it's going their way. But if something were to change and they were to start balling out, best believe the media and all the highlights and everybody will start talking about them. My whole thing is, again, I'm just acknowledging that I'm in a bad neighborhood. I'm acknowledging that I might not be on the best side of town. All I'm telling you, fellas, is I hear the noise. Now, Steiny, you have a problem with the noise, with the volume after two playoff games, and all I'm trying to tell you is the reason it's that loud is this guy, Lamar Jackson, I'm not calling him a failure at all, toyed with the league, and then they say, okay, let's see if it's real. And then when his team, not him, maybe doesn't get it done in the playoffs, you start hearing little chirps. Now, I can't tell you, and I know you feel like Steiny or Bonte, if we're not watching the Ravens as a whole to see what they do come the playoffs, even if Lamar Jackson's the MVP of the regular season. I mean, it happened to Peyton Manning. You said it happened with Jordan, and it got louder. It was longer than 2 years. But
that's the
I just
difference.
Hate that you think I'm bringing that up. That's what
Manning was the number one
overall
pick.
You know what? How about this, Goo? I'm asking you not to bring it up.
Why?
Because that is beneath us. Like, the guy has quarterbacked. Can we give him – just how about this? Give me 4 years. Give me 4 years on Lamar Jackson before we start saying, even putting in, can he win again? Can he win a big game?
I've been working with you 3 years, man. I can't commit. I won't change who I am, and I know you're not telling me that, but. Obviously,
but like, okay.
You know, you don't hear the noise, but why do you put your hands over your ears like it just so upset you so much? Because real quick, Stoney, let's put the right on the table. We went 15 rounds on the other show we used to do because you hated just hero or goat. But, man, that's what it is.
That's right.
That's what it is. It ain't Little House on the Prairie where everybody did a great job. It's wins, it's losses, it's champions.
Well, I'd like to do something less simple than that at times.
Yeah, and you're doing it. You're doing it because there's only one Matt Steinmetz. And I would never, and if it bothered me every second, I would never, ever tell you to change.
And but what I'm saying is, if you say to me, with social media
and putting it on my shoulders, and I think that's inappropriate. Like what you're saying is you're putting it on me, like I've made this world we live in with these quick takes and hot takes in social media. I don't do that, and you've never had
to
tell me that.
So when you say there's jackals out there, and Lamar Jackson, who's 0-2 in the postseason, he's just if he doesn't win this next game, I mean, he just doesn't have that clutch gene. Do we really have to talk about that? Something like that. Is that a topic that 2 years into Lamar Jackson's career, we're going to actually debate whether he can do what? Win a playoff game?
No.
Really? Are we going
to
do
that? We would wait to his next playoff game to see how the outcome came in the playoff game, and we would react accordingly, just like we would if there was no noise. But it's just like I'm blown away, Steiny, Mr. Pennsylvania, that you just the playground and you play ball, that you just hate the fact that it's heroes or goats, or
here's what I don't like, when you watch one game
and all of a sudden you're going to make a judgment from one game. That's all.
You guys got good flow and good chemistry. I love it.
Yeah, I'm out on Bryant Young too.
Safe play offers.
Are we going to break or
fresh fast delivery to your door? Drive up and go at certain locations. Download the Safeway delivery and pickup app, or visit Safeway.com. $20 off your first order using promo code Jackal. No, I'm kidding. It's save 20. Safeway, come in and explore.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
As we're in the midst of top 10 week here on 95.7 The Game, Matt Steinmetz just unveiled his top 10 list. He had Kevin Durant, Willie McCovey, Steve Young, Barry Bonds, Rick Barry, Jerry Rice, Ricky Henderson, Willie Mays, Joe Montana, and number one, Steph Curry. Guru's list will be tomorrow at high noon. Cannot wait for that. Cannot wait to see who he has on the list, where Joe Montana will rank. Forgot who I already had on my top 10. I'll find it somewhere. But I had Jerry Rice in number one. Jerry Rice, number one. And we have some listener list here. Don't forget if you want to get in on this, because ultimately the listener will dictate what the final top 10 list looks like. Submit your list to 957thegame.com or on Twitter at 957thegame or our Facebook page at 957thegame. And you can go ahead and submit your top 10 list, because that will ultimately decide the top 10 greatest athletes of all time here in the Bay Area. Let's read David Blum real quick, fellas. At number 10, and what he did was take into account high school. Don't forget, we want you to submit a list. However, we don't want you to put in high school players. You have to be an athlete who played professional sports here. Professional sports right here in the Bay Area. So David Blum, nice list. He has Maurice Jones-Drew at 10, Jason Kidd at 9, Marshawn Lynch at 8, Reggie Jackson at 7, Joe Pavelski at 6, Jerry Rice at 5, Kevin Durant at 4, Madison Bumgarner at 3, Joe Montana at 2, and Steph Curry at 1. Very solid list, but Maurice Jones-Drew played high school at De La Salle, played college ball at UCLA, but he played with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I know he had a stint with the Raiders, but we're just talking about pro athletes here. Pro athletes, top 10 pro athletes in the Bay Area.
I don't have a problem with that list. Who's Bloom?
Wow.
Who's Bloom?
I mean, David Blum. David Blum.
Oh.
That's the listener.
Listener. Yeah.
I went out on you guys. David Sorry. Blum.
I got you.
Yeah. JC Kidd, 9. But, I mean, if you wanted to count high school, and maybe that's something we could do in the future.
Isaiah Ryder.
Top 10 prep all-time prep athletes in the Bay Area, top 10. I saw somebody text that yesterday. Say, hey, you guys should do a top 10 list on the prep athletes here in the Bay Area. I would be down for that. I would definitely be down for that. Chris Heath has Joe Thornton at number 10, Charles Woodson at 9, Rick Barry at 8, Steph Curry at 7, Barry Bonds at 6, Reggie Jackson at 5, Jerry Rice at 4, Ricky Henderson at 3, Joe Montana at 2, and the Say Hey Kid, Willie Mays, at number one. A very strong list. Chris Heath with the shark on here. Joe Thornton at number 10.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that?
Heavyweight.
Yeah. So I got a question. Right. What am I missing? What did I miss about Charles Woodson?
He's a competitor.
He's a competitor. Great player.
Just win, what, baby.
I'm sorry. I don't get why he belongs on this on these lists. Can somebody help
you
me?
Why.
That's all.
I think when he
got
drafted.
Super Bowl with the Raiders that I missed?
No, but people expected that when he came out of Michigan. And I just think he had the whole swag, if you want to call it. He was athletic. And for whatever reason, it just didn't materialize in Oakland. You could say off the field, whatever. It didn't materialize. But I just think he's a – you know, people just are fixated on him like, the Raiders balled out when he came. Not that he was bad, but it was, you know, not his best day. And when he went to Green Bay, that's when you got the best Charles Woodson. So I don't know how he's getting put in these lists, finding his way on them, Bonte, Donnie.
I don't know how. I think people are looking at his Michigan days when he won a Heisman Trophy in 97, and it was one of the most phenomenal college football seasons an individual could have. But I don't know the fascination of Charles Woodson being on this top 10 list.
No doubt.
And this is where I say he's not even a top five Oakland Raider. He's not. Old Man Willie, Otto,
Ken Stabler,
Art Shelgene, Upshaw. What about Timmy Brown, Fred Biletnikoff, Cliff Branch? Are you putting Woodson above those guys?
Yeah.
Lester Hayes, are you kidding me? Like, I can't do that.
I can't do that, guys. Dave Casper? Is he even a five? Like, that's the conversation that I have with Raider fans on Twitter. Is Charles Woodson even a top five Oakland Raider? Serious question.
I don't think Charles Woodson would tell you he was. You know what I mean? Like, that's just – that's the vibe I get. Like, there was a reason he left Oakland. And he talks about how, he had to mature. And then Green Bay got the Michigan Charles Woodson. And I know it was 50-50. You know, Oakland, the team could have failed him. And I'm not saying he was bad, but he just wasn't what they thought they were going to get. It didn't manifest. And in Green Bay, I mean, this guy was everything.
Yeah, I just –
baseball.
I know he's a hell of a player, but
– yeah, he keep making the list.
I don't get it. I don't get it. I do not get it.
I'm mad at him, man.
It's everybody's list. Yeah, it's everybody's list. By the way, the schedules were released yesterday for Major League Baseball and under the Giants today. They had to shut down their simulated game because of testing delays when it comes to COVID-19. I saw a couple kids, City Royals, they tested positive for COVID-19. But the schedule got released, and I thought that was a little fun because looking at the schedule for 60 games, I said, this is kind of cool.
Man.
You look at the Giants breakdown here. 10 games against Arizona, so they'll see Madison Bumgarner, of course, in a Diamondbacks uniform. 7 games at home against the D-backs, 3 away. 10 games against the Dodgers. They'll play 7 at Dodger Stadium, 3 at home. 10 games against the Padres, 6 at home, 4 away. 10 against the Rockies. They'll play 6 in the Rocky Mountains. They'll have 6 games against the Oakland A's, so the Bay Bridge series is on. They'll go 3 games at the Coliseum, 3 games at Oracle. 4 games against the Angels, 2 at home, 2 away. 4 against Seattle, and then 3 against Texas, and 3 against the Houston Astros in Houston. Kind of fun because it'll get the regions kind of into it. You know, you got bragging rights against the A's, bragging rights against the Diamondbacks. Kind of a fun schedule for 60 games.
And when I see the Giants, if this is correct, they open up opening night. I think it's Yankees, Nationals, and then Giants, Dodgers. I mean, to me, and I'm hoping like hell we get the season, fellas, that's got to put a little pep in your step for the – you know, the Giants still, nobody's counting us out. Everybody's counting us out. I know it's just one game, but Bonte Stein, I think there's some prestige in getting that second game of opening night for baseball this year if they get to play. I like it.
I guess.
I mean, I'm not – Yeah.
What's that?
I just hope we get the games. I don't want to be
negative. Me too.
I'm positive, Pete. Yeah. But I like that, Bonte. Give it to me. You got the second game. Second game against the Dodgers, your rival.
Let's go. Kershaw gets
and then I said,
we're not going to be able to go. I know that.
That's
but
when
maybe
he said
we can
Bay
watch
Area.
It.
I said, oh, there won't be a Bay Bridge. Nobody will be in the seats. Oh,
hey,
man. Yeah,
I'll
I'm
be
with
watching.
You.
No maybe, maybe they'll let us media jackals into their stadium. Maybe they'll let us in.
Not me.
It couldn't hurt.
Maybe let us in, man. Give us a credential. We sit like 10 feet away from each other. Not bad.
Would you go, though? Would you even do that, fellas? If that were like, hey, we got a select few, you got to be 10 feet away, would you feel comfortable doing that?
No.
I would go.
You would go, B?
I would be masked up. I'll wear gloves. I'll wear goggles. And I'd probably go to get out the house. Honestly,
I don't think
I'd
you're
probably
the only
go
one.
At this point.
I'm with you.
I'd probably go at this point.
I got cabin fever. Your boy's got cabin fever. Like, I'm on Pelican Bay, and I love the family. I'm just like, whoa. You know?
From the 707, the Chilled Auto Body text line, nobody gives Howie Long any honorable mentions as a Raider. That is because Howie Long played his career
in L.A.
I was like, and
okay,
not Oakland.
There we go.
Saw a lot of Bo Jackson. He played in L.A., not Oakland. Saw a lot of Marcus Allen. Played in L.A., not Oakland. Got to be from the Bay. Got to be from the Bay here. A couple other listener lists here. Tim Jones. Let's read Tim Jones. I like this list.
Here we go.
Tim Jones, number 10. Tommy Smith. Tommy Smith, number 10. 9, Landon Donovan. 8, Joe Montana. 7, Jerry Rice. 6, Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson. 5, Steph Curry. 4, Christy Yamaguchi. 3, Bill Russell. 2, Barry Bonds. 1, Ricky Henderson.
Wow. That was different, Steiny.
It sure was.
Wow.
Go to 95.7 the game.
Yeah.
Pump that baby in.
Let me
That'll
ask you
an original.
Bonte. Yeah, no doubt. That's up there with Fort Baugh. Did you guys write all the applicants or you know that you were going to choose from down and then pick that way, or did you say who comes to mind, write them down and then kind of put the 10, you know, sequence them together that way? Because I wrote mine all down who I thought was worthy of getting in the top 10. I'm curious to see how you two did it.
I did it that way, where I just started, you know, Curry's got to be there, Montana's got to be there, and went from there.
Yeah, I just wrote down 30 names, and then I had 10 blank slots, and I just started filling in the slots.
Awesome.
Now, there was a lot of crossing off and writing other names, and the same thing when we did the top 25 Warriors since 1990. Same thing, same type of process there. Just throw down a bunch of names. Just boom, 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 and then kind of just fill in the blanks there. So a lot of fun with that. By the way, Klay Thompson has spoken up. Let's hear from Klay. Uh-oh. What is up with Klay Thompson, the Splash brother?
Hey, everyone. This is Klay Thompson. I just want to say ni hao and thank you for all the support you've shown me this past year. As we all know, I suffered a major injury last season and still can't believe the way it ended. The one thing that's got me through it is the love and support from my friends and fans all the way over in China. Thank you for inviting me back to China during the offseason. I'm really grateful for the Chinese massage and acupuncture treatment I received in the traditional Chinese hospital. And I can honestly say that my knee felt so much better when I returned to the States. My Chinese friends tell me that's what's called Niao Xiao Hui Chun. Today I'm here to announce that my mind and body are 100% ready to get back on the court. I can't wait to play again. I can't wait for Ant to release my special shoes on July 11th in China.
Klay Thompson is back.
Get that chicken. Oh, wow. Oh, man. Klay.
That's good news. Yeah. That's real good news if you're a Warrior fan.
I saw him jumping yesterday, yeah. Jumping on what do they call it, the little mat where they had it. He went off verts, and his dog Rocco was with him. Well, man. He says he's ready. I don't know if you heard that, Bonte and Stoney. Klay says he's ready to get back on the court.
How much confidence you got in Klay Thompson returning
to
the court,
Stoney? First of all, he might be ready to get back on the court, but I guarantee you he ain't going to Chicago to do it.
No, I hope nobody goes. Yeah.
And so it's what, July, August, September, October? Now if he's ready, now all he's got to do is stay healthy for 6 months.
And, Bonte, you just asked a question, Stoney. And this just comes with injuries. So let's just say Klay's name was Tony. I would feel the same way. You know, the athlete can rehab and can feel so good, but you know what? You'll never know, or they'll never know until you go out there and test it. And I love what Klay's saying, and he's probably feeling 110%. But it's just scary when you have an injury like that you don't want to re-aggravate it, that you kind of don't know, fellas, until you actually get out there playing live action.
Yeah, I Klay Thompson.
How can you not be scared? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Scared, yes, for sure. You want to see that first game. You want to see the first time he runs down the floor. You want to see the first time he cuts, the first time he defends. But, man, I do have confidence. Like, the shot's not going anywhere, all right? So even if he becomes a stationary shooter, he's still going to be pretty deadly. Still probably get you 20 a game just doing that. But I'm really eager to see how quickly – Klay Thompson can return to form on the defensive end. That's the one worry I have. That is a worry. Originally, I didn't have that worry. I didn't. But now that I think about it, and he's defending the James Hardens of the world and the Chris Pauls or the Russell Westbrooks, how quickly can he get back to that form of playing at a high, high level on the defensive end of the floor? That's the one thing I'm going to be looking at next season when it comes to Klay Thompson.
Yeah, I mean, his form, that's not going to change. I mean, he's always going to have his shot the way it looks. The only thing I'd be a little concerned about is kind of the lift he gets on his shot and whether in his first year he can, you know, stay strong over the course of a whole game or whether we'll see basically some shots. He'll leave some shots that first year a little bit short, which is something that sometimes happens. But the form itself isn't going to go anywhere. So I just think it's a matter of when the knee gets back to full strength, he'll be fine. I just wonder if there's going to be a period where he's playing where it's going from like 85% to 100%.
And we're talking about a guy, too, not only is just a filthy jump shooter, an assassin, but defensively, guys, he goes and gets the best guard. I mean, I don't, but people take that for granted, and you just wonder if they're going to, you know, tail that back a bit, or is it all systems a go? And I'm going to say this, and I'm changing my answer. You can play back to truck up music. I said my biggest concern for the Warriors when this is all said and done is Draymond Green. But you know what? It's not Draymond Green. He's up there, but it's Klay Thompson. And I know Klay's ready. It's just will his body and what will it look like? And I believe, if I'm correct with this math, it was going to be 17 months in December if the league – and that looks like that ain't going to happen to me, that they'll start the next basketball season in December. So I guess every day that goes by before next season starts, how in the heck could anybody – I'm no doctor – argue that Klay is and the Warriors are just benefiting because he just gets more time to mend even when he's ready to go, if that makes any sense.
Well, I mean, because they're actually not playing basketball when they're right at the end of their prime. Like, they have it, like Steph, like, I get it. He may, maybe he'll come back and he'll have 7 years on the back of his career. I don't think so. All I know is from the age of 31 and a half until 33, like, he's not going to have played. So when he comes back at 33, he might be rested, but he's still going to be 33. That's the thing. That's the concern I have about the Warriors at this point. They're not going to lose it all together at one time. But no, but there's a million things now. Like, you know, you have to realistic. First of all, the Warriors, the next time we see them play, it's going to be a whole new team, essentially. It really is.
Yeah.
Outside the big three. Secondly, you know, these guys are at a point in their career where you have to say, well, how many games can they really give us, all three? And you know, that's a fair thing to ask, I think. Can you get 75 games out of all three of them? Do you want to get 75 games out of all three of them? Maybe you only want Klay to play 60 that first year. Yeah. You know, that's so I'm just thinking of that stuff.
And if they do play 60, say it affects their seeding. This is a team with the big three, Curry, Draymond, and, of course, Klay Thompson, that I don't really get caught up in the seeding. Because they've done it before.
Whether or not
they have home court advantage or not, they've done it before. Now, does home court advantage help? Absolutely. We have no idea if there's going to be fans in the game next season, so it may be a moot point. But when I think about the Warriors at this core, I don't really think about seeding. It's just how healthy are you? Are you gelling? Are the young guys picking up the slack? How much better did Poole and Pascal get? That's what I'm going to be looking at here because ideally I probably would only want Klay to play 60 or 65. You got to think that back-to-backs are out the door.
And when this injury initially happened and we thought October, November, you know, first week of the season was going to start, I thought to myself, oh, how much pressure is Klay going to want to put on himself to, okay, say, you know, get back there opening night or even a month in. And, Bonte, to what you just spoke about, you know, at that juncture, we don't know what the Warriors are going to look like, but I guess I'm saying those would be important games. And, Steiny, I'm not saying the birth certificate and them not playing helps, but I guess from a mental perspective, when they do play, Klay knows, hey, I'm way past ready to go. Now, what it'll look like, I don't know. But in regard to mind and the mental psyche, they got to feel like this was a blessing, I believe.
Stidey, you're gone till Monday. We got about 20 seconds left. Good luck in the tournament. Good luck.
I appreciate it, man.
No, he's gone to Tuesday. We won't see him till Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Monday. Yeah. My bad. Yeah. I forgot he's taking like
Stidey, win the tournament. That was Tiger. Do us a huge favor. Win the tournament. That's the huge favor, hey, Stidey.
I'll try, buddies. Right. I'll try to bring one back for us.
Kenny Smith at 10:30 tomorrow. Kenny Smith, two-time champion in Houston Rockets.
Dang.
PSG tomorrow. Kenny Smith, Steiny leaves. We get an A-lister on the show, baby. That's it for us. Kyle, Joe Spinotti, good stuff.
That's a great trade, guys. Great trade. Steinmetz for Kenny Smith. That was a great one you guys made. Congrats. Have a good weekend, buddies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.